Hi, I am back from the Camino. It's been a few months and I'm going through photos and videos and putting together a lot of lessons learned and things I want to share about my personal growth journey on this trip. This interview today is one of three that I did while walking the Camino, and I'm going to share it on YouTube. And I attempted to subtitle it in both English and Chinese. Shout out to my mom and Neizhong Ai for proofreading for me, but any typos you find are on me. New channel, so go ahead and subscribe. I will link it below.
我今天刚回到了 Porto， 在葡萄牙， 要回家的路线， 先经过 Porto， 然后明天到 Lisbon， 然后再飞回美国。 那这个月走了 Camino， 走得非常非常高兴， 然后今天有机会可以跟在 Porto 的一个开台湾餐厅的 创业人访问他为什么会想要在 Porto 开，特别是做挂包的餐厅。
After I bought my plane ticket and started planning my trip, I was Googling Taiwanese restaurants along the route and found this place, Bao's Taiwanese Burger, and I reached out to Instagram to see if I can interview them. The owner, Joao, replied. And I didn't know exactly when I'd get to Porto because I wasn't following a very strict plan. So I really appreciate Joao's flexibility, and we're really excited that we're able to make this happen. And so here we are.
Okay. So I'm gonna do a quick introduction.
Sure.
I just finished the Camino from outside of Lisbon all the way up to Santiago in Spain. And I'm coming back through Porto. And I'm really excited to meet with Joao, who basically started Bao's Taiwanese Burgers in Porto. And so I came through here when I was walking the Camino and had a guabao, and it was phenomenal.
You seem like similar to the
original? I think it's better.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like so much fattier and so much thicker, and it was just amazing. So I'm really excited to have Joao tell us about
Why a Portuguese guy opens a Taiwanese
restaurant. Maybe do a quick self-introduction. Can you do a quick Portuguese introduction?
Sure. Meu nome é João, eu sou o proprietário do restaurante Bao's. Espero que nos possam visitar em breve. Queremos receber taiwaneses para experimentarem o que de melhor nós temos da comida taiwanesa em Portugal. Muito obrigado. Xie. I was working in Germany in 2015, back then, and in one of my vacations I went to Taiwan to visit a friend that I met in Germany, and in Taiwan I was introduced for the food scene, and every time I travel, the first thing I want to see and taste is food. So
how long were you there?
I have been there like 2 weeks.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Only that's it. And I fall in love with the Taiwanese style of food and the night market. We also have the paintings over here that show the Taiwanese style. And I already know the Bao's, so the concept that some guys in the United States made in 2016 were starting to be trendy. And
in
Portugal yet.
Okay.
And back that time, I was thinking maybe if I come back to Portugal to work, but it was not in my plans.
Yeah.
I will open my own restaurant. Bao's will be the concept.
Yeah. Were you doing food in Germany?
Yes, I was working in a hotel in Hilton.
Okay.
And then, passed like 6 months after I came back, it came an opportunity to come back to Portugal. Because if I didn't came here to open my own business, I was staying in Germany or another country.
Mm-hmm.
This place that we are here in part of the city was available, and I felt that was the right time to start to develop the idea and the concept, the name, the receipts. When I was in Taiwan, I tasted a lot of foods. I bought a lot of Taiwanese cookbooks, even in Chinese, that I don't know.
Yeah.
So they have the pictures, and with all of that, I was able to reproduce and make some tests for my family and friends before I opened the restaurant.
How long did it take you to test all the recipes?
Taste all the recipes and develop the idea and also make the restaurant open. Mm-hmm. It was like 1 year and a half. Mm-hmm. We opened about in 2017, May. Back then we stick with a short menu. With three main dishes from Taiwan. Mm-hmm. The bao is the gua bao with the pork belly, but we have all other kinds of types of baos that I idealize. Mm-hmm. Such as codfish, that is a Portuguese,
Portuguese.
A crab bao with a soft shell crab. Mm-hmm. Some vegetarian options with tofu, not stinky tofu. with jackfruit that we have today, and other like shredded pork belly with a guan bao, and also beef meat. And I also make here three other dishes. They are not baos, but they are rice bowls and noodle. So the noodle soup, beef noodle soup,
yeah.
That is very, very rich and a little bit spicy. And the 3-cup chicken with the sesame oil, the basil, and the chicken. It's also very famous here. And the luo fan, that is also similar, the guabao tastes with five spices, the shallots, and the pak choy, cabbage. So they are like the four main dishes that are typical from Taiwan.
Yeah.
And I had here the mango shaved ice cream. But I'm not having it right now because yeah. we used to have a specific powder.
Uh-huh.
To make the shaved ice cream, and then I bought in the United States, but then I was out of stock and I was not able to bring back. If I knew
yeah.
that it came,
I would have brought some for you next time,
yeah.
But I had the black sesame ice cream. But anyway, keep going on the ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, that's the sesame ice cream that we make in the fried baos.
Yeah.
But about the shaved ice cream, I have the machine that shaved that I brought from Taiwan.
Oh, that's really special.
Yeah, really special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now it's not in here in the restaurant because you don't have the product to shave.
Yeah.
It was really hard to bring the product over here, so
yeah.
Making the import. In the beginning, it was a little bit hard to get Taiwanese original products.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we have a lot of Chinese and Chinese restaurants and Chinese food stores.
Mm-hmm.
Some products are similar,
mm-hmm.
but some specific ingredients I would like to have the original, like
yeah.
soy sauce,
yeah.
The drink, like the apple soda.
Yeah,
apple
so I was going to ask about that. So, 苹果西达, I think is like
the name in Chinese.
Yeah.
How is it?
苹果西达,
okay.
Like, I guess a translation from English or something. When you source your products, that's like very specific to Taiwan as well.
That's very specific.
Right? So
I tried in Taiwan,
yeah.
And my friend, she told me that this was a very typical Taiwanese drink.
Yeah.
And when I taste, I felt that the Portuguese would like,
yeah.
Because many Chinese and Asian drinks are really
very sugary
and artificial flavor,
yeah.
And many people here don't like. There is another one, but I don't have here. It is salsa perilla.
I was gonna ask if you carry the salsa.
I tried,
yeah.
But I didn't like so much
yeah.
the drink, and I felt
it's
that
a very specific flavor,
very specific
too. Yeah.
For Taiwanese people.
Yeah.
And I thought that the Portuguese would like.
Yeah.
Also, the branding of the apple soda sells really well.
Yeah.
And here the people like fruity flavors.
Yeah.
I also tried in Taiwan the fruit beer with
okay.
passion fruit flavory.
Yeah.
During one time, I also could have here the Taiwan beer.
Uh-huh. All the cans upstairs.
Yes,
yeah.
I only have the cans right
okay.
now. We don't sell it anymore because we had a supplier from France, but the shelf life is too short,
mm-hmm.
and we have to buy for big quantity, and we don't have enough turnover
yeah.
For this product. So we tried in a producer here in Portugal
mm-hmm.
and in Porto, and we make our own beer. It's an APA with a fruity flavor that could inspire the Taiwanese Ilha Formosa.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know before I came to Taiwan that Taiwan has some relation to Portugal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, like very, I don't know the history, but I know like Formosa comes from Portuguese.
Formosa is a Portuguese name. It's like, Formosa, it's a word that could say that it's a really shiny and beautiful island. But I searched in the internet, but I discovered more about Dutch influence back then. But I know that Portugal has a very big community in Macau.
Portuguese people
in Macau.
So that's why the egg tarts are so
exactly,
popular. In
exactly. In the night markets, I was like, oh, egg tarts over here?
Yeah.
And they are typical
from
Portugal.
Yeah.
So I think it's they brought to Macau and then Macau, like Hong Kong and all over China.
That's so fascinating. This is amazing because it's so unique, I think, still. I mean, you even branded it Bao's Taiwanese beer.
Bao's, because back then, in the 2017, the majority of the people here in Portugal, they don't know what it's about.
Yeah.
So how can I explain to the Portuguese what it's about?
Yeah.
So I was trying to teach the people what it's about. And the first thing I was in my mind, like, it's a Taiwanese burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a typical...
You say like bocadillo or what's
yeah.
it called, Portuguese word?
Yeah, it's like a sandwich, but it's different because they say, oh, the bread is white. It's cooked. What is it? It's raw.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's steamed bun.
Yeah.
So it's made with a typical Taiwanese or Chinese flour that's more white.
Do you also import the flour?
We don't make the baos ourselves because really, and we have a supplier, it's a factory from Asian guys from Italy.
Oh wow!
In the beginning,
it's European then.
Yeah, in the beginning we were having from import directly from Taiwan.
Yeah,
a supplier could gave us the product directly from Taiwan, and then there were some factories in Spain and Italy. They're all owned by Asian or Chinese, I don't know, people, and they have a lot of this kind of products. And we really want the type of bun that is that shape and that fluffiness, because there are others that are not the same shape, not the same quality of bread, and we are really in this type of quality.
Yeah, it's so good. And then tell us about the meat. Like, how do you go about cooking it?
So, you mean the first time we?
Yeah, first time or now? Like,
yeah, I mean,
because it kind of looked like there was like stations upstairs.
Like, yeah, how do we organize it?
Yeah,
so right now we have a main kitchen, not here, that we make the production, okay? So it's a big place that we can deal with all the production, and here in Bao's is all like finalization. So everything is hot and steamed, and then when the orders come into the kitchen, we just assembly the buns and take to the customers. And it was, in the beginning, it was a little bit challenging because the original recipes, they have a lot of soy sauce and really deep flavor, and we have to adjust a little bit some flavors for the Portuguese taste. Otherwise the people are like, oh, it's too salty, oh, it's too sweet. And we have to make a couple of adjustments maintaining the original taste, but I think we did well. Right now, the people here in Porto, in Portugal, they are really into Asian food.
Really?
They are. Like Thailandese.
Mm-hmm.
Some people come here, oh, this is Thailandese. I don't like
even here.
Even here, and we say, no, that's not Thailand, it's Taiwan. Oh,
thank you.
But we are used to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hear, oh, this Bao, this is a Thailandese restaurant. Very good. But it's hard. We tried. We put like the
Taiwan
Taipei over there, the flag and everything. But That's it.
Even the guapao, like the very specific down to the, I don't even know what it's called in Chinese. I think the zatai, like the...
In the bottom green, of the greens, it's like pickled greens.
Yeah, the pickled.
Yeah, the pickled greens we bought also from a Chinese supplier.
Yeah.
It's a really deep flavor of cabbage.
Very, very Taiwanese.
Very, very Taiwanese. Yeah. And also the peanuts. So
yeah.
The peanut with the sugar, the red sugar and the cilantro that we put on top. So it's really Taiwanese. I remember when I was in a Taiwanese night market, it was like a block of peanuts, sugary peanuts,
mm-hmm.
and they were like scratching the peanut to be shredded,
yeah.
and I put in a, like a crepe with some sesame ice cream and cilantro, coriander on top, and I tasted that combination of ice cream, cilantro and the peanuts was really overwhelming.
Yeah, because that's not very, because like in my Camino in eating Portuguese food, there's not a lot of cilantro and a lot of
cilantro. Cilantro is more used in the south of Portugal,
okay.
in Alentejo is the way they use a lot of cilantro, but here not too much.
Yeah,
not too much.
I mean, have you gone to Taiwan since your first trip?
No, I never
just
did
that one
there.
Trip.
So, just one trip. So if you can imagine, since 2017, since I opened this restaurant, I was really time consuming.
Yeah.
Year, no vacation, like for two years.
Yeah.
And then came pandemic, COVID,
and
the baby now. So, but I really plan to go back there.
Yeah. To introduce more stuff here, you think, or to open other restaurants in Porto?
I mean, not to introduce more, but we want to expand not to Porto,
mm-hmm.
but to Lisbon. We want to go to Lisbon.
Yeah.
It's a business that we could replicate really easily.
Mm-hmm.
Also, because right now we have our production site facility, and we could like make some franchise,
mm-hmm.
In some other in places in Europe.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
For example, in Germany, I believe that will be really success
if
I could have some partners for there. In 2019, I also invest in a food truck,
mm-hmm.
and so we have a food truck that goes into the festivals. And so, in Friday, I was in a university big party,
mm-hmm.
for like 4,000, 3,000 people. But normally we make big parties, big events, such as
like weddings or
bigger than that, like 40,000, 50,000.
With one food truck?
No, like many food trucks,
okay.
like 10, 15, but we are one of them, and we take only baos, no rice and no noodles, and it's a success. People love it.
You should come to the U.S.
I should.
We don't have any.
Yeah, I have a friend that he lives in New Jersey,
yeah.
and I was like, that's. I mean, I had the concept. I have always received. Let's go. I was saying him to the West Coast, like to Los Angeles and so on. But he also had got a newborn that time, so we didn't make anything.
Maybe. Seeds planted.
Yeah, seeds planted. So let's see. But there are a lot of. A huge community, Asian community in the United States, and the best baos shops are there. I try.
It's really hard to get guapaos in the US,
really?
Though. Yeah, like it's not as the ones I've had. It's usually really dry, or like the meat's very.
Oh, really?
It's not the right meat, and I think the Portuguese pig.
The pig is the same as.
Well, I don't know. I think the Portuguese pig tastes a lot better.
Really?
yeah.
I mean, here the pig is. Maybe more fatty,
yeah.
But I believe here the secret is the guavao belly must be always in liquid, so in the sauce that we make.
Mm-hmm.
So the belly only goes out the liquid when the client ordered the bao.
Yeah.
So to be really specific, when I was in Taiwan, I remember that the bao. I only tried one type, that is the guabao.
Mm-hmm.
There is other types of field baos in Taiwan. Do you know?
Probably, but I don't know.
Because I was searching and
I mean, I think you put anything in the bao, because like the bao itself, my mom makes all the time.
It's the
bao
closed one in the
bowl,
right?
Yeah. And then you can put other stuff in it, and that's also like a steam bomb. Yeah. But like the guapa, that's like a very, like the taco kind.
Taco kind, yes.
Yeah.
In Taiwan, I only find the pork belly one.
Yeah.
But here we try to do our best to make the best fillings. So like chicken is also one of the best sellers for the fried chicken.
Yeah.
I also tried, you call it like popcorn style chicken.
Oh yes.
That is the deep fried and really small pieces
with the basil.
Basil.
Yeah. Do you think you'll bring that in?
Yes, I think I will bring that in. I will bring that in and soon. And we also are making some changes in our design of the menu, because this designer that made our our paintings over here in the restaurant, she also made the design.
All of it is so cute, the cartoons.
Yeah, that ones, they are not made from,
okay.
from her. They're made from other designers from Portugal.
Okay.
But the new ones that we are introducing is... And the logo, the logo that we made, it was made from my friend that introduced me Taiwan, that showed me Taiwan.
Oh, the friend from Germany?
The friend from Germany.
Oh, wow.
She's Taiwanese,
okay.
So she was also living back then.
Okay.
And she was also a designer. But then she made the cute.
It's so cute.
Because I told her I want a logo that must be like cute.
Yeah.
Because everything in the night marks are real cuteness, puppies, the Totoro,
yeah.
And all the cuties. And I believe that logo could like shock a little bit because this different cultural.
Yeah.
And went really well to make the guabao cartoon.
Yeah, but even like the style of like putting the guabao in the paper.
Yeah.
Right. That's like the paper is also very special.
Yeah. Yes, it's also with the branding. We wanted to be the service be really informal, like it is in street food.
Yeah.
So I wanted to open a business that is here street food. So it's really informal. With no dishes, that is quick, that you can eat and grab and go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we are lucky to be in a very nice street, Sudofeita Street. That
it's on the Camino.
It's on the Camino, and it's on the route for the city art.
Yeah.
And it's becoming more trendy. Right now, this street is going more and more crowded. Yeah, I think that's it. Since 2017, we made good progress, and with the food truck. Maybe next time, tell me when you are coming back. Maybe you can
come along and
see how
yeah.
how is the working that in the food truck. But it's very, very.
I would love that.
Very. It's very. I'm gonna say fun.
Yeah, I bet it looks like. Yeah.
It's a bit stressful.
Because it's really fast.
You have to do it really fast. When you have like 50 or 60 people in line to be ordered,
yeah.
You have to be really fast.
Do you work as fast as the ladies in the night market?
Yes, we try. We try to be. Because the more fast you go, the more clients you can get.
Great.
And also, normally in this kind of events, the food trucks only sell like 2 or 3 different styles of sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Here, there, we sell all our 7 or 8 types of sandwiches.
Yeah.
But we can give many, so in the morning maybe you can get a pork bao,
mm-hmm.
and the afternoon you can get a fish, and then
mm-hmm.
you can have a vegetarian. So
yeah.
You can try many different styles of baos.
What's been the biggest challenge in opening a business?
And
running a business?
So the more challenging is the time consuming and you have to not, I don't know the word in English, but you have to make some choices. So have fun or work for your business, staying with your family or run your business. In the beginning was really complicated because I was starting a business with my own capital, with shorting staff, and I was making all by myself almost.
Were you also working another job at the same time?
No.
Purely all in.
Back before, yes,
yeah.
But after I opened, only
yeah.
a full time job here,
During the design phase, 1.5 years?
During that time I was working in an hotel and then in some restaurants because I cannot be stopped doing anything.
Yeah.
I have to be doing something all the time. A bit workaholic, but...
that's why it's so successful.
Maybe. I think it was the most challenging. But when you love what you do, I cannot say that it's a job, you know?
Yeah.
Because I really enjoy and I do because I like it. And I want to pass this feeling for my staff, on my team. I know that not everyone will embrace and will feel as I do, but if a couple or two or three or four of them can do it, that will be good for everyone, for the team, for the business. And like today we have almost 30 employees, not all only here in Baos, because I also have other restaurants. But it's not Taiwanese, it's a Brazilian style, that it's on the front.
Really?
So the other door is in the front.
Okay.
Right now our company is growing. We hope now after COVID and if everything goes well, we will expand to Lisbon. It's our main goal to expand.
What's the concept of the Brazilian?
It's a traditional style of Brazilian food. Did you know Brazilian food?
I've only been to like Fogo de Chao, which is
Fogo
like a
Chao. Thing. It's a like meat restaurant. Here in Portugal, the people thought that Brazilian food is that type of restaurant, but it's not.
Okay.
It's much more of that. So it's like seafood, like really small snacks. It's a different style. It's more. It's more to stay and enjoy for a 2-hour meal. Here Baos is more casual of street food, so it's more quick and informal. And it's also here we have a lot of foreigners that know the Baos because in their countries.
So I've been listening to some of the folks that have been coming in. I've heard English and German.
Yes,
and like,
a lot. Spanish,
yeah.
French, because All of these countries already have Taiwanese shops, not Taiwanese shops, but they open some like Asian restaurants, and they also have like 2 or 3 baos or noodles and baos.
Yeah.
Here we are specific. Also in Porto there are other restaurants that have baos, but it's like more. It's like for entrance appetizer, not the main dish. And it's because here we can make a bao that is really and they have a really nice filling. So
it's so
filled
annoying.
With
a
big piece of meat that you can enjoy, and it's made with really good quality.
And what advice do you have for anyone who wants to maybe start a restaurant or do something different than what they're doing now?
I mean,
and like, you moved from Germany back to Portugal too,
yeah.
So that was a big
I was decision. Really I was really good in Germany because back then there was a big crisis here in Portugal and Europe, and I had the opportunity to go back to Germany. There the salaries are much higher and still are because the salaries in Portugal are much lower, I took the decision to start my career in the food scene because I had university in hotel management, and I always loved cooking and food, and did my internship in some good restaurants here in Porto, and then I started in Germany in a hotel chain, and before I came to Portugal I was thinking to
Are you from Porto originally?
I'm from Gaia.
Oh,
the other side of the river.
Okay.
So, but actually right now I'm living here in Porto. And I was thinking before coming to Porto again, be a flight chef for the aviation companies.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, because I love to travel too.
Yeah.
I still don't travel as I wish because of
when the baby's older.
Yeah, the baby's older right now, and yeah, the what you asked the.
Oh,
the
just
main, the main
advice for anybody who wants to.
Yeah, I mean, if
try.
You are decided and if you love what you make, you have to be also careful about. Sometimes the people are too blind about the idea. I
mm-hmm.
think we have to also be honest about the advices that someone could give us
mm-hmm.
about, oh, I think you should do this, I think you should do that. Or also see our competition around and learn about the competition and try to make your best. I think it's the main goal for success, and have to work a lot, many hours a day. In the beginning it's really, really hard, but if you like, it will go fast, and with time.
Your eyes light up when you say you work a lot. So for you,
yeah.
It's like a lot of fun.
For me, it's fun. Yeah. For example, I mean, for me, it's really fun to work in the events
mm-hmm.
because it's really a lot of people and a lot of working. But for make that happen, we have to make a lot of preparation on the back. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a food truck, and then also we have another truck that it's a refrigerated truck that
mm-hmm.
we storage all the food that we produce, like the week before,
mm-hmm.
and we frozen, we storage. So all the managing, it's
and you're intimately involved in all of this stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm involved in all of that because if I'm not, things don't happen.
Yeah, amazing. Anything else you want to say? I think I used up all of our time.
You have to show everyone the Taiwanese paintings.
Yes.
That
you
want to
introduce the artist?
Yeah,
bit?
Her name is Leslie Wong. She has also an Instagram page,
mm-hmm.
and she made this fantastic food illustrations, and also she made food illustrations for Portuguese restaurants, and also she made a map as this from Portugal. Yeah.
Oh, with the food?
With the food.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
really cool.
Amazing. So with the egg tarts, francesinhas, and all the different Portuguese main dishes. And I wish I could have all the Taiwanese dishes here in Baos. But we made... Oh, we also have the bubble tea. Yeah.
Oh.
Not the bubble milk tea.
Yeah.
We have the bubble tea that we make with the green tea.
Okay.
Jasmine green tea with the popping balls.
Uh-huh.
So we have like passion fruit flavor, mango, sometimes blackberry and green apple. And the people loved it, the concept. Right now there are some other stores that are specific bubble tea shops.
Mm-hmm.
But we were the first ones in 2017 here in Porto. Maybe Portugal too, I don't know, that introduced this fun way to drink an iced cold tea.
Yeah.
And when I was in Taiwan, I tried first time, I tried first time in Germany,
mm-hmm.
and I tried the bubble milk tea,
mm-hmm.
and in the first time, I didn't like it too much, but when I sip, like three times, it's nice, different. And I was really fun about the ball tapioca balls.
Yeah.
They're a little bit chewy.
Yeah.
That ones we don't sell here because we don't have a big space. Our restaurant is really, really small.
Yeah.
We make like the impossible in our kitchen
mm-hmm.
to attend like many customers, and also in the bar. It's really tiny, and I hope maybe if I open another store in Lisbon, we could have like more concepts about Taiwan. I also love the spring onion omelet.
Oh,
that
yeah.
It's really nice.
Yes.
I tried in a place that was like near the sea or a river with like rice fields. I don't know.
Okay.
With oyster guys
oh.
opening.
The oysters.
Oyster omelets.
Yes, yes. Oyster omelets are a big. Awajin is, I think, I don't even know if that's Taiwanese or Mandarin, but like.
They're amazing.
With the red sauce on top.
With the red sauce on top. And I never saw so many oyster shells and like near the road.
Yeah.
And some really old guys like opening for all life.
Yeah.
The oyster.
Do you think shells. It would be like a popular Portuguese dish?
If it could be.
Kind of mixing different things.
Yeah.
In Portuguese.
Yeah. We also have oysters here, but that one is cooked and I really enjoy it. Yeah, I think it could easily go well for the Portuguese. They will enjoy.
Do you get a lot of Taiwanese?
Not so much. But when they are coming, we know they are Taiwanese because they smile a lot and they say, oh, that's Taiwan. We know that when they are Chinese or when they are other Asian. But I'm from Taiwan. They all.
Oh, that was
like,
me last time I was here.
I think Portugal could have more Asians to come here. Mm-hmm. Maybe in Lisbon there are much more. Mm-hmm. In Porto, I don't know, but I feel like in Spain or Italy, maybe the Chinese they go much more to that countries instead of Portugal. But
so you guys have it. You just come to Porto.
Yes, you come to Porto. Yeah, you have come to Porto. Did you saw the city downtown?
Yeah. So when I walked in, when I was coming through on the Camino,
okay,
I came in around the street, and then it opened up to the river.
The river. Oh,
it came in from the Gaia side.
Oh, from the Gaia
and
side.
It was beautiful. It was amazing. I'm gonna go back down later today.
You have to to see the sunset.
Yes, like from Gaia. Yeah.
From Gaia, from the Jardim do Morro. It's a beautiful garden after the bridge on the top level. It's very beautiful.
I'm gonna go there. Thank you so much, Joel.
You're welcome. Thank you to come here and to find us.
I'm so excited. I'll come back for dinner later. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Muito obrigado. 谢谢.
希望下一次有台湾朋友来 Porto 葡萄牙的时候可以去吃吃看，我觉得在美国吃不到挂包，在这边可以吃得到，非常非常难得，还有非常非常好吃。
If you're walking the Camino or visiting Portugal and find yourself craving Taiwanese food, you should definitely go to Porto and check out Bao's Taiwanese burger and get all the guabaos you can possibly eat and finish it off with a sesame
Bao.
Black sesame ice cream bao.
Zado.
You might want to share. Check out their Instagram at baos.pt, baos.pt. Check out all the deliciousness that's on there. I was hard pressed to find any other Taiwanese place in Portugal, not even in Lisbon. So Porto is where it's at. And it's on your Camino path, so you should also walk the Camino. Yeah, and lastly, thank you so much again, Joao, for just taking the time to meet with me. Congratulations and happy 6th birthday to Baos, and I will be sure to come back to Porto again. Can't wait, actually, because it is such a cool city, and I hope to explore it more next time. And as Baos menu advertises, skinny people are too easy to kidnap, so stay safe and eat dessert.
And that's it for today. Please send me a message on Instagram or Facebook at TWDIASPORA or shoot me an email. It's hello@taiwanesediaspora.com. And if you or other people you know have stories that they'd like to share on this podcast, please send them my way as well.
Some of you have asked about how to support the show. So if you are inclined, go to Ko-fi. ko-fi.com/TWDIASPORA to donate.
And if you like to read, check out my book recommendations at bookshop.org/shop/TWDIASPORA. And 10% of the proceeds will come back to support the show. All right, see you next time.